Welcome to All About Books on NET Radio. I'm your host, Pat Leach, Director of Lincoln City Libraries. Today I'm going to describe a few books that would make some great gifts for the adults in your life, people who you're thinking could use a new book to usher in the new year or to savor during the holiday break. I want to thank several of my colleagues, Vicki, Tracy, as well as Leslie Huerta at Francine Finch Books, as well as the publishers of Library Journal Magazine for bringing to my attention some of the best books of the year and ones that might make perfect gifts for the people on your gift list. I want to start with a couple of books that I would describe as of local interest. For instance, Ted Kooser, who is the former National Poet Laureate and a well-known Nebraska poet, has a new collection out called Red Stilts. It's published by Copper Canyon and is typical of Ted's poetry in the sense of these poems are everyday on the surface, very straightforward, and yet remarkably deep below. It may be that local booksellers could have autographed copies of this book available for purchase, so that might be something you'd want to check in about. Also of local interest is a new book by author Paul Johnsgaard called Wildlife of Nebraska, A Natural History. In this book, Paul Johnsgaard surveys the variety and biology of more than 600 Nebraska species. So these narrative accounts describe the ecology and biology of the state's birds, its mammals, reptiles, and amphibians, and summarizes, as the reviewer said, the abundance, distribution, and habitats of this wildlife. Johnsgaard is a well-known and very well-regarded professor emeritus of UNL and has authored several books, this one being a paperback version that would fit well into a glove compartment or on your shelf of Nebraska-related titles. Moving on to a couple of history books. It seems like every year, publishers bring out some books that become the topic of lots and lots of conversation. I want to mention first the book called Caste, The Origins of Our Discontents by author Isabel Wilkerson. As a reviewer said, in this outstanding social history, Wilkerson explains how a rigid social order, or caste, creates and maintains power. With a sharp eye, she details how caste became the cornerstone of U.S. social, political, and economic policy throughout the centuries. This book was described as urgent and essential reading for all. And I would add a note that I would say that many Americans think of caste as something that happens in other countries. This title challenges many assumptions. Another title that has gotten a lot of attention and spurred a lot of conversation is The Splendid and the Vile, a saga of Churchill, family, and defiance during the Blitz. Its author is Eric Larson, who's written many popular history books. Larson's account of Winston Churchill's leadership during the 12 turbulent months from May 1940 to May 1941, when Britain stood alone and on the brink of defeat, is fresh, fast, and deeply moving. I would add my note that Larson writes in a way that is very narrative and moves the story along. And I'd also note that this World War II time period is perennially popular and of interest to many readers. Another category that's well worth considering as we're thinking of the readers on our list are what I call the big biographies. These tend to be long and dense and really perfect for short winter days and long winter nights of reading. The first on this list is one that's been found on a lot of the best books of the year list. Its title is The Dead Are Arising, The Life of Malcolm X. Its authors are Les Payne and Tamara Payne. What the reviewer said here is award-winning investigative journalist Les Payne, along with his daughter Tamara, flesh out the formative years of Malcolm X and add texture to his worldview. Extensive oral interviews with family offer a new dimension into Malcolm X's biography and show a rich portrait of Black life prior to World War II. I would note that biographies of this kind are both a story of the person's life and typically a history of their time and place. Next on my list of big biographies is Barack Obama's A Promised Land. Now, reviewers said in this case, the former president's memoir, which is the first of two volumes, is a pleasure to read, the prose gorgeous, the detail granular and vivid. From Southeast Asia to a forgotten school in South Carolina, he evokes the sense of place with a light but sure hand. His focus is more political than personal. I know that many people collect presidential memoirs and presidential biographies, and many will be hoping to see this book under the Christmas tree this season. Next on my list of big biographies is Red Comet, The Short Life and Blazing Art of Sylvia Plath by Heather Clark. The reviewers said this highly anticipated new biography of Sylvia Plath that focuses on her remarkable literary and intellectual achievements while restoring the woman behind the long-held myths about her life and art. This book was recommended to me by a colleague who is a Sylvia Plath fan, and what she said about Red Comet is that so many stories of Sylvia Plath's life focus on mental illness and the difficulty and her suicide. What's noted about Red Comet is that the author focuses on talent and life and promise, and that the book is a pleasure to read, as well as fairly slow, and that is, it is very deeply researched and includes much detail about the life of Sylvia Plath. And then for something really completely different in the category of big biographies is Dolly Parton, Storyteller, My Life in Lyrics, which is by Dolly Parton and Robert K. Orman. Dolly Parton, of course, is the country music star with crossover appeal who's become something of a cultural icon in recent years. This is truly a hefty book. It weighs a lot. It's oversized and has a lot of color photography. What this volume includes are lyrics of Dolly's songs, plus the stories behind them, and plenty of photographs from her life and performances. Robert K. Orman, who is a writer along with Dolly on this one, was a consultant on the Ken Burns series on country music. Now, this is a kind of book that you would dip into, but probably not swallow all at once. I admit that I'm always hopeful that there'll be a cookbook for me under the Christmas tree. A few that I would mention that came out this year include a couple from America's Test Kitchen. Now, I'm an information sort of person, and I love America's Test Kitchen cookbooks because they are full of background and detail and stories behind the creation of the recipes. They have a lot of informational insets. You can't read one of these books without having a pretty good sense of why you're recommended to make something the way you are. Two that I want to highlight. One is called The Complete Summer Cookbook. And partly what I think is what's better than planning for summer cooking during the short days of winter. So in this book are plenty of ideas for fresh produce and firing up the grill. As noted, there's deep information with each recipe, along with a wide variety of background information. That would be great for somebody who tends to be a healthy eater. If, on the other hand, you want to go a little bit more decadent, then I would recommend from America's Test Kitchen, Everything Chocolate, a decadent collection of morning pastries, nostalgic sweets, and show-stopping desserts. Again, the trademark color photography, the detailed instructions, and in this case, a pretty wide variety of ways that one can bake and cook and make people happy with chocolate. Another book about baking that has shown up on many best of the year lists is called Everyone Can Bake, Simple Recipes to Master and Mix. Its author is well-known pastry chef Dominique Ansel. In this case, he switches things up a little bit from the skill-based organization of his first cookbook, and he tempts readers to learn what he refers to as the building blocks of baking. So reviewers have said that this results in a delightful and inspiring cookbook that guides bakers of all levels through the mix-and-match mentality of experienced pastry chefs. What I would note about the format of this oversized cookbook is that in each case, he includes what he refers to as the tried and true recipe, and then he adds variations that you can use to make it your own, or if you are baking as part of your COVID response, ways that you can branch out from the basic recipe. I'm always interested in what kinds of nature books come out each year, and there's one this year that comes very highly recommended. It's called The Bird Way, a new look at how birds talk, work, Play, Parent, and Think. Its author is Jennifer Ackerman. Reviewers have noted that Ackerman writes a serious yet fun account for fans of popular science and anyone wishing to learn more about birds and how they communicate, work, parent, and play. It was noted that she brings scientific research alive with a combination of personal field observations and compelling accounts of her encounters with these colorful and fascinating animals. I would also note that, as a bird watcher myself, incorporating observations of nature throughout the winter is a way of maybe feeling a little less isolated by winter's short days. When it comes to fiction for the people on your gift list, I admit that I'm sort of throwing my hands up. It is so personal and tricky in that fiction is a fairly idiosyncratic thing when it comes to what readers choose, and it's hard to know maybe what someone has already read. And as you stand at a bookstore or are looking online for someone on your gift list, another way of approaching a book for a fiction reader is to think about what that reader has read in the past that they have loved, and to consider whether maybe a reprint of a classic title might be a good choice for that person on your list. So many paperback series of classics come out each year. Often they're reasonably affordable, and often they use fairly high-quality paper. So you might check out whether the person on your gift list who is a fan of a particular classic title would maybe be a great recipient for a new version of a classic. One series that I would mention for Nebraskans is that the University of Nebraska Press creates scholarly editions of works by Willa Cather. Maybe someone on your list would appreciate a very well-produced version of a classic title. Finally, I just want to ask each of you to consider how reading might become part of your own holiday traditions. My late husband's family had a beautiful tradition of readings at Christmas time, which ran the gamut from scripture to Christmas poetry to excerpts from short stories, and sometimes a few poems and stories that had nothing to do with Christmas, but that everybody loved. They did that usually in person, but it's certainly an activity that can be well adapted to families who are celebrating together this year via phone or via Zoom. What would you want to share with your friends and family to add a little bit of meaning to the Christmas season? In light of that, what I would like to do is share one of the poems from Ted Kooser's collection, the title that I began with today, this one called An Overnight Snow. Before walking to work and in still falling snow, my father in hat, suit, top coat, and galoshes would scoop our sidewalk. Only a few sounds came into me out of the pre-dawn darkness. The scrapes of not one but two shovels, each scrape with a tap at the end to knock off the snow, then a word or two, muffled, back and forth between my father and our next-door neighbor, Elmo Mallow, who was out shoveling too. And later, after both had gone to work and I'd be setting out for school, I'd see their boot prints, can see them still after 70 years. My father's on one side of the line where their shovels met, and Mr. Mallow's on the other. To review the titles that I mentioned today, the first was Red Stilts by Ted Kooser by Copper Canyon Press. Wildlife of Nebraska, A Natural History by Paul Johnsgaard. Cast, The Origins of Our Discontents by Isabel Wilkerson. The Splendid and the Vile, A Saga of Churchill, Family and Defiance During the Blitz by Eric Larson. The Dead Are Rising, The Life of Malcolm X by Les Payne and Tamara Payne. A Promised Land by Barack Obama. Red Comet, The Short Life and Blazing Art of Sylvia Plath by Heather Clark. Dolly Parton, Storyteller, My Life in Lyrics by Dolly Parton. Two from America's Test Kitchen, one called The Complete Summer Cookbook, and one called Everything Chocolate. Everyone Can Bake, Simple Recipes to Master and Mix by Dominique Ansel. And The Bird Way, A New Look at How Birds Talk, Walk, Work, Play, Parent, and Think by Jennifer Ackerman. You've been listening to All About Books on NET Radio. Podcasts of this and other programs are available online when you visit netnebraska.org/radio. For All About Books, I'm Pat Leach.